This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Since 1988, Whitetail Institute has been perfecting annual and perennial seed products specifically for hunters who plant food plots. Their seeds have been engineered to be palatable, high in protein, and extremely attractive to deer. Whether you live in the Deep South or Midwest farm country, they have products that will help you grow your best food plot yet. For more information about their seeds and their blends, visit whitetailinstitute.com. Enter the discount code SE15 for 15% off.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Ready to relax in your dream bath retreat without the stress of figuring out every detail yourself? At the Home Depot, your bath upgrade is covered. Shop fully designed rooms and curated bath collections to go from inspiration to transformation fast. Savings of up to 40% will make it easier on your budget. And find everything you need, from tubs to toilets and all the tile in between, to bring your vision to life. The Home Depot. Dream baths built here.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Jacob. Thank you for joining me. This is Hunt Detail. Hope you're having a great week. We are really getting close to September. For me, I'm going to be doing some whitetail hunting in September, so it's very exciting. I know if for those of you that are not going to be hunting till October, September is going to fly by. Football's firing up, which makes it all the more exciting. And both from a college and a professional standpoint, I love football season. I actually went this past weekend to some friends. We have a fantasy draft every year. We've done it for the past 24 years, and we always meet at this. My friends, his parents have like this lake house, and it's great. We have a really great time. It's an all-day thing. We play cards, all that stuff. But I don't actually play fantasy football. I just go to be a part of the event, and we have a great time catching up. But fantasy football was one of those things that I had to prune out of my life, I think just about a little over 10 years ago, because I was loving it. It was great. It's fun. Makes football even more, even more interesting. But I found that it was one of those things that it was too much for me. I was constantly looking at my phone, constantly ignoring things that I shouldn't have ignored. part of that being my family at times. I felt like I had to be attached to a TV or my phone and just to see how my team did. And then at the end of it all, I won like, you know, $300 or $400. And it's just kind of like, wow, that's it. All of that energy, effort, all of that stuff into, you know, a couple $100s. And it was, you know, deteriorating the quality of my life as it relates to my family and my responsibilities as a husband and father. And so I get the best part of it now. And then, you know, my friends can do the draft, you know, play the whole season and do what they need to do. But for me, it was just too much. And for me, I'm also just very competitive. And I found that, you know, I wanted to win. And so that sort of took the, you know, the forefront. And so I had to prune that out of my life. But the good news is I still stay connected to those guys and went to grade school, high school, college with some of those guys and have known them for most of my life. And that's really, really good relationships. And today we're going to talk about needs versus wants in terms of mobile hunting. I was going to talk a little bit about some of the gear that I have, some of the gear that I don't have, some of the gear that I would like. Some of the things that have made improvements for me as we get edge closer and closer to the hunting season. And this is really specific to mobile hunting, saddle hunting, more, even more specifically. And the this past week was they had the Mobile Hunter Expo took place up in Wilmington, Ohio. And I had full intentions of going, but it just didn't fit into what I, the things that I had going on were just had other competing priorities. And unfortunately I couldn't make it up there. I hope that you did, or if you drove down or drove up or whatever, I'm sure it was great. I really would have enjoyed it. Yeah, but it just, you know, sometimes these things just don't fit. And, there were some things that I wanted to specifically look at in going to that, but unfortunately, just wasn't, didn't happen. So before I get in, we get into the meat of our podcast today, I just want to remind you, use the code DETAIL at redmond.life.com. And Redmond Salts, they have seasonings, but really what I like the most is the Relight. It's an electrolyte mix, zero sugar. As you're preparing for your hunts, maybe you're training for a Western hunt, maybe you're just going to be hunting, you know, in September when it's hot, you need electrolytes. And Gatorade is just full of junk, full of colorings and sugars and artificial dyes and all that stuff. And the Relight tastes great. They come in a bunch of different flavors. I love the mango and the pina colada. And it has zero sugar, and it's that electrolyte mix that gives your water a better taste. And so if you're drinking sodas, you can cut that stuff out and get rid of that junk and start drinking a substitute instead of sodas that has a little bit of flavor. Not only is it going to be healthier for you, you'll maybe lose some weight, you'll be glad you did it. You'll be glad you moved away from sodas. The detail, code detail saves you 15%. And if you go also to Raw Rev, Raw Rev makes some outstanding protein bars. They are high in protein, 12, 13 grams a bar and maybe 2 to 3 grams of sugar. So again, another opportunity to get that sugar out of your life, get something, some high quality protein, maybe for a mid-afternoon snack, or maybe when you're in the tree and you need something as a meal replacement. And so they have a lot of, they're very peanut buttery based. They have a brownie though that's really good. And they have I love the dark chocolate peanut butter. And also lastly, I don't ask this a lot, but go to Spotify or iTunes and give this podcast a 5-star review. We really appreciate your support. Help spread the podcast. So I was thinking about the Mobile Hunt Expo and some of the things that I wanted to really take a look at. And the I thought what I'd do is just talk about some of the things, the gear that I use currently and that I will be using this year, and what I may look at for the future, or would have looked at had I been able to go. And so I'm pretty conservative when it comes to gear. Like once I get something, I really make an effort to make it work, even if it, you know, it's sort of like with my bow. I've mentioned before, I have a Hoyt Vector. That bow, I think, came out in 2011. I bought it off eBay for $500. I got it new from an archery shop that was, it was sort of the closeout time. And it's great. And I've had it, you know, for over 13, 14 years or whatever. And I have my own bow press. I change my cables and strings. I may update the rest, or you know, I got a different release this year. I got a different arrow setup, but really it's a bow and it works great and I can shoot it. And I don't really feel like I need additional bells and whistles for all that that costs these days. And honestly, if I were to get a new bow, I would wait until late November, maybe, and see when things go on sale at your local archery shop and see what you can pick up for a good deal. And there's a lot of great bows out there, and there's a lot of them. I did a podcast earlier this year on some of the new bows that came out, and a lot of them have a lot of tunability of the cam systems built in. And I really like that. And that would be something that would be intriguing to me to look at this November, December, if I were to say, try to get a deal on a new bow. But so it really goes the same for some of the saddle hunting gear that I have. And so years ago, when Tethered came out with their saddles, I had been looking for a saddle for a long time. I had read an article that John Eberhardt had written years ago. I mean, probably, you know, really maybe a decade ago or something. And he said something about hunting out of a saddle. And so it really started me down that path. I was like, what is he talking about? And I had had a climber, I think it was Gorilla maybe, and it weighed no less than 30 pounds. It was, of course, all metal, steel, incredibly heavy. And I remember one time I was hiking up a ridge with that thing, and it was constantly clanging, and it was really heavy. It was unbelievably just heavy getting up this hill. And I thought, this is not going to work. Like, it just really wasn't working. And so when I saw that article about saddles, I was like, oh my gosh, I would love to get my hands on this thing. But I think that was really, it was long before Facebook forums and long before, you know, I think there were a lot of, obviously, saddles out there made by different companies, like the Arrow Hunter, I think, was one of them. But it was really not where we're at now as it relates to the saddle hunting market. And so I bought one of the first Tethered saddles. I can't remember the name of it. And then I bought a second one, and I think the one I use now is called the Phantom. I bought a second one because I knew I was going to have my kids start hunting with me out of the saddle. And while, unfortunately, they don't hunt that much, they're really focused on their academics and that sort of thing, I still have two saddles, one being the first iteration of a Tethered saddle, and then the second one, which I think is the Phantom, which is what I predominantly use now. And what I've done in terms of modifications is I've added a belt to it, like a gear belt. It's sort of like a tactical gear belt that I've attached to the top of it. So it really, not only does the saddle go around my waist and click in, but I also have a belt with a big buckle that sort of clips together, and it has a lot of molly webbing on it. And I attach my bags to that panel, so it's not hanging from my saddle per se, it's really on that belt. But it's a lot of people do mods to their saddles and that sort of thing, and that's something that I did years ago, and that's what I'll hunt out of this year. I have messed around with different bag setups and scenarios for, you know, different bags for my ropes. And I've considered getting smaller diameter ropes. But I'm just, you know, again, I don't really want to spend the money. And so I have the full size ropes for my tether, my lineman's belt or whatever. And, but if I were to look at something new, I was really intrigued by the launch of the Latitude Method 3. That looks like that's a great looking saddle that just came out. And it's a two panel. And I really, I think a two panel would be really interesting because what I have now is a single panel, but it's definitely something that I would take a hard look at. I really wanted to take a look at when I was at, you know, when I thought that I was going to be able to go to the show. But so I think the other saddle that I might take a look at would be the Carnivore two panel saddle. I got a chance to take a look at it at ATA this past year. There's a video on it. If you go to the Hunt Detail YouTube channel, you can see I have a three-part series of videos from the ATA, and you can take a look at the Carnivore two-panel saddle. But that is also a saddle that I would take a hard look at if I were to make a change, because, again, I think the two-panel has a lot of advantages, especially now that they're starting to put them in a, you know, connect them in a way that might be you might keep it together when you want it to hold together when you're hiking in. From a platform standpoint, again, I was an early adopter with some of the tethered gear, and I don't have any affiliation to any of these companies or brands. I mean, I like the people at Tethered a lot. I've had a chance to meet them at ATA several times, and they just know their stuff backwards and forwards. They're incredibly professional, and they obviously make a great bunch of products. And so, you know, obviously, yeah, I mean, they do a lot of good things. Everything they do seems to be really well thought out. But I bought the Tethered Predator platform when that first came out, and it's made of steel, I believe. It's not, but you know, it's fine. It's obviously lighter than a tree stand. It's obviously, and it, you know, it's wide and it's big enough for my needs. It has edges and corners that I can grip on and move easily with a shot to arrange, you know, for a particular shot position. It's, I think if I were to make a change, I would look at the Predator CFX, the Predator Carbon. It's, I believe, the same size, but significantly lighter. And the thing that I would like about a carbon platform is that it is warmer to the touch than an aluminum or steel. And in addition to it being lighter, it's warmer and it makes less noise from the standpoint of a clang. Now, Hunt Arsenal, or I believe they want to be called Arsenal, they have a Razor Elite. They have a couple other platforms that I got a chance to see at the ATA. Again, that's on the video. And those look great. That would be something I would take a look at. But I think for me, if a carbon platform is really where I would, is the way I would go. Now, from a stick standpoint, the Latitude Carbon SS sticks, those are, gosh, I've had those for, this will be going on my third season with those. And I bought those. I was, you know, an early adopter with those. And I love those. They are great. They are 17 inches step to step. They have no metal, no moving parts. They really stick solid to the tree. You know, they have a 5-year warranty. And again, I have no affiliation with that company. I don't really know those guys. I'd love to connect with them sometime, but they're just difficult to connect with, unfortunately. But I like the sticks a lot, and I've recommended them to a lot of people. I am really intrigued by some of the sticks that Hunt Arsenal is creating. Again, got a chance to see some of those at the ATA this year. And I don't see them on their website, but they have sort of a, it's very similar in design. It's a carbon fiber polymer, but it's, I think it has a telescopic dynamic. But they put a lot of thought into their sticks. And if I were to look at getting a different set of sticks, I think I'd take a hard look at those when those come out. But, you know, honestly, I think the carbon fiber SS from Latitude, I really like those sticks. And I think that those are, I think it would be hard for me to move away from those because I'm very comfortable with them. I love the attachment method. It's quiet. The rope comes with it. You attach it properly. It's snug. And again, it's super quiet. From a pack standpoint, I've been using the Eberle Stock Bandit for a couple years now. And, you know, that pack is $150. It's has an outside pouch that works great for my platform. The way I attach my sticks is I have four long night eyes, I guess you'd call them cables. They're sort of bendy, of course. And I put the platform in the pouch, clip that together. I put my sticks together. Now, the thing that I like about the Latitude sticks is they integrate with each other very well. And you actually have a strap that goes around them that holds them tight together. So they're, and it's a, sort of a low profile stack, which I like as well. And then I take these Night Eyes gear ties. They're the larger ones. These are a bright orange, like a fluorescent orange. And I'll take those and tie those together, but also twist them around the steps. Once I finish twisting them around the sticks themselves, I wrap the ends of those gear ties around a step on both sides. And that's at the top and the bottom. And it's a very quick way to attach them to my pack, but it also is very sturdy because those Night Eyes gear ties, they hold that stuff really well. Like it doesn't come loose. And so I don't have a situation where, you know, the sticks sort of get loose and they start clanging or they fall or anything like that. And so I really like that system for me because when I get out of a tree and it's dark, I just want to get out of there. Like, I don't know, in the past, I used to get creeped out. I hunt by myself and I don't know why the dark would bother me then. It doesn't bother me as much now, but I just wanted to, once I got down, I just wanted to get out of there. And when I would fumble around for things or try to do other ways to attach my sticks, it just wouldn't work. Or as I was busting brush, they would come loose and it just becomes a giant mess. But this system has really worked well for me. If I were to get a different pack, I think I would take a look at the First Light Transfer pack that's recently came out. I haven't really evaluated it. I talked about it a couple weeks ago. But at first glance, it looks interesting to me. I'm not making a recommendation. I don't have any affiliation with First Light. It's expensive. I think it's $200 plus, maybe $250. It's, I don't know if it's heavy. I don't know the operational, how well it would hold everything together. I think that's the biggest thing for me is that it's got to hold everything tight to my body. I don't need it to come loose. The woods is always trying to strip things off of you, whether it's, you know, it's almost like it reaches in your pocket and tries to take your keys and your wallet and your bow release and your flashlight and your grunt tube and I've lost so many things. And so I need something to really hold everything really, really well. And, I can't say that the Eberle Stock Bandit is perfect. There are certain things that I don't like about it. But it's worked really, really well, and it would be difficult for me to move away from it. I wish it was a tad bigger, because there are times where I just don't have enough room for, like, late season, like packing in a big jacket or whatever. But excellent pack. The other thing, I would look at the Hunt Arsenal packs, knowing how well they design their other gear. I think their packs, they have, I think, four different packs. I would take a hard look at those packs, and I think they're priced really well. And I would try to sort of look at them in a way that, would this work for, you know, what I'm packing in and my system and that sort of thing. Now, those are some thoughts about my needs and wants. I would say some things that I got last year that really, really I found a lot of value in. This is from Tethered. The Wind Milkweed Dispenser is a really, there's a lot of milkweed dispensers. Of course, you can use a Ziploc bag. You can use like those little coin purses. I've had some other gadgets that I've used to dispense milkweed, but this one is nice because it has it clicks in and attaches to a Molly loop. And I put it in such a way on my pack where it's sort of tucked in behind a pocket almost. So again, as I'm hiking through brush, it's not something that is ripped off. It's not easily exposed to branches and that sort of thing. And I do tend to carry a lot of milkweed with me in terms of like a small Ziploc, but I also like to have this on me because it's right there. I'm not digging through my pocket. I'm just grabbing it and throwing it out. And I use a lot of it because I'm just trying to make sure that I'm hunting with the wind with my advantage. And so I also got a quick draw hook from Tethered last year. And that was something that was designed by them a long time ago. And they even gave you instructions on how to make your own. But I just went ahead and bought this one. I think it was like $12. It's just a little hook that attaches where you have your quiver. And what I do is I take my quiver off and I hang it from my gear strap in the tree, and then I can hang my bow on that same gear strap, and it's just a little hook. And so it's not touching any other metal. It's not a hook that I have to physically do with both hands. I can quietly and easily grab my bow and lift it up off of that gear strap, which is really, the gear strap is just several Molly loops. And so there's always a spot for my bow, no matter how I set my gear strap up. And I changed to a gear strap like that last year as well, because I used a Type 9, what is it? It's from Night Eyes. It's called the Type 9 hook or something. And I attached that to that tight, it's called, I attached the Type 9 to this Molly loop strap. And when I do that, I can quickly cinch in that gear strap to a tree. And it cinches in. It's not a series of buckles I have to adjust to tree size, or there's no metal to metal. And within 3 seconds, I can attach that gear strap to the tree, and it's pretty tight. And it's just taking that gear strap and winding it through the features and the teeth of that Type 9 device or strap. I'm trying to think of the name of it, but if you look up Night Eyes Type 9, you'll see it. Now, I think the last piece of gear that I got last year to evolve my setup was I got a VersaLink daisy chain. Again, this is also from Tethered. And I got rid of my cam strap buckle for my Predator platform. And so the VersaLink daisy chain is a way for me to attach my platform to the tree without any metal. Because what I found was that piece of metal on the cam buckle would bang against like the platform itself or something. And it just, I hated it. And so now it's taking that VersaLink strap around the tree, doing a loop around that post, coming back around, doing another loop around that post, coming back around, and then putting the post inside of a loop and then cinching it down. There's no metal and it's really quick and it's really solid. And so I was really pleased with that. And I think, you know, as you can hear, I did a lot of things last year to just reduce the noise and increase sort of the quickness and efficiency. I think for this year, I would like a better attachment method of my sticks to my saddle as I go up the tree. I don't have a perfect system there. That was one of the things I wanted to look at when I was, you know, potentially going to go to the show. But so I got to figure that out. I need to figure out an attachment method for my sticks on my saddle that doesn't clang or get caught up in other straps and ropes and all that stuff. But those are some thoughts. Obviously, now is the time to really look at your setup and try to find holes in it, because it could be that cling of that metal or the lack of efficiency or the lack of your gear being attached to you in a way that keeps it from falling off. That's could make all the difference. And I can honestly say that, you know, these things have made a significant difference in my effectiveness. And we all have been there when something stupid or something very simple alerts a deer. Maybe it's a group of does. Maybe it's the buck you've been hunting. And you're like, oh, if I'd have just given that a little bit more attention in the off season, then I would have gotten, not had that happen. And again, maybe it's just a simple thing. I mean, to keep your sticks tighter to your backpack, or removing some metal from your setup, or whatever it is. But hope that is helpful. Really appreciate your time and your support. And we'll talk again next week. Thanks again.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.